Is it universal that people hate dating in Vancouver? Social media certainly seems to give that impression. Vancouver is frequently accused of being a cold, difficult city to make friends, and from the looks of it, that reputation extends to romantic partners too. What are Vancouver dating red flags? According to local singles, red flags include ghosting, being flaky with plans, texting without ever going on a date, and being overall commitment phobic. Oh, and cactus or earls on the first date. Some share stories of potential dates canceling at the last minute or people who aren't willing to commute outside of their immediate area to the rest of the lower mainland. Although they will commute for a hike. One weirdly specific red flag is when someone asks you to go on a hiking or camping trip on the first date, which apparently happens a lot in Vancouver. Are red flags real or are people overreacting? Vancouver-based relationship expert Amy Chan says that these internet gripes are actually very founded. She has worked with clients that also experience red flags. Generally, people are very casual and relaxed about dating in Vancouver in comparison to other parts of the world, she shares. The culture prioritizes comfort, being laid back, and letting things flow. This contrasts significantly to cities such as New York or London, where there's more of a go-getter, make-it-happen vibe. In Vancouver, it's the norm to show up in athleisure and flip-flops, grab a beer and call it a day. All which can scream, low effort. She says that Vancouver's standoff reputation comes from the roots locals plant early on in their life. Compared to cities that are more transient, there isn't a lot of pressure to meet new people or take initiative in Vancouver because everyone is comfortable in their own social circles. The last red flag Chan has noticed in Vancouver is inconsistency. If you've gone on a few dates and have been communicating and seeing each other in a regular cadence and suddenly they disappear only to reappear by watching your IG stories 2 weeks later, this is a bad sign, she says. Inconsistency is usually a sign of lack of interest, someone juggling different relationships or something is going on in their life which makes them not have space or capacity for someone. How to get around red flags? The bad date complaints don't appear to be specific to men or women, with all genders expressing disappointment equally and placing the blame on dating apps. Vancouver residents have taken to sharing their tips for weeding out red flags on dating sites, and they range from FaceTiming to getting on a plane to literally anywhere else. One TikToker says that her dating bio lets people know that she doesn't have Snapchat or give out her phone number or Instagram handle, but that people can ask her on a date. She explains that it's to make sure that people can't track her down online if the date goes badly, but it also helps sort through people who aren't really looking for a relationship. Chan recommends practicing being friendly and approachable to build up the skill. She gets her clients to practice making eye contact and smiling at strangers, even striking up casual conversation. With apps at our fingertips, our muscles for speaking to strangers have atrophied, she says. She believes that a lot of the dating issues aren't specific to romance but largely revolve around people skills. She encourages people to take risks, and if they find themselves drawn to someone, they should ask them out. And not in a, we should go for coffee sometime, text. That's too passive according to Chan and leaves the ball in their court to plan. If you're going to shoot your shot, ask directly. Stop beating around the bush, she says. Pick a date and time and ask if they're free. At Tanner Matthews 97, am I wrong? Let me know in the comments. Hashtag dating, hashtag YVR, hashtag Vancouver, hashtag for you musical note original sound. Tanner Matthews at Derek Kiss Good Times. Tears of joy person facepalming light skin tone male sign hashtag FIP hashtag dating hashtag Vancouver hashtag relatable hashtag single life hashtag FIP she hashtag relationship advice musical note original sound. Direkus at WBS Ryan I got you guys. This plan is guaranteed to work 100% hashtag Vancouver hashtag dating advice hashtag Canada hashtag YVR hashtag TikTok hashtag Yaletown hashtag FIP she hashtag Phi hashtag VanCity musical note original sound. Rye at Matamachine now I know why they don't refer to Vancouver as the city of love hashtag Vancouver hashtag dating hashtag single musical note original sound. Life Content 1 at Dinkbalshan my impression of dating in Vancouver hashtag Vancouver hashtag VancouverBC hashtag VancouverLife hashtag VancouverDating hashtag FIP musical note original sound. Dink at Plusasponsorus and all too common red flag location flag hashtag Vancouver hashtag podcast hashtag dating musical note original sound. Please sponsor us at l_calsa hashtag VancouverBC hashtag Vancouver hashtag VancouverDating hashtag VancouverDating blouse musical note original sound. Millennial 32 at Takagomez dating in 1 Vancouver 1 hashtag single hashtag Vancouver hashtag single life hashtag dating musical note are you conscious? Teo at Naid _ I said what I said. Hashtag FIP hashtag dating hashtag Vancouver hashtag Hey Ty There musical note original sound, Angel Lozada.